Welcome to the Monroe City Tournament, the 94th annual Monroe City Tournament. In fact, I'm Eric Duick alongside Ben Wittenstein for another long day of action from Monroe City. Ben, not quite six games like we had on Saturday. I think we'll take the deduction.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit. It'll be nice having only four instead of six, but still some fun games ahead.
This first one features Allison Moore and the Paris Lady Coyotes against the Marion County Lady Mustangs. And not too much of a surprise, Ben, but because of the snow in the area, both these teams have been doing a bit more practicing than they have been playing, as the Paris Lady Coyotes have had one cancellation. Marion County has had the same. Up next, we'll hear from Garrett Thomas, the head coach of the Paris Lady Coyotes. And it's tip-off on KTCM Madison.
I just put that in for, oh, never mind. That's the crowd mic.
I know, I have to take it out for
a
second.
I got you. Will someone tell us that we're clear, too, by the way?
Hey, guys, are we clear? I'm going to take that as a no. Practice time. How would you evaluate the way the practice time has gone so far?
It's going well for the most part. The girls just to play new faces, which is pretty common for most people, I would assume. But it's gone well. I feel like we're in better shape than we've been in the past because we practice so much more often. And we're just itching to play more games now.
Yeah, how eager are you to take part in this tournament? As good as your group is, you're only a 3 seed, which speaks to the competition. So how excited are you to get after it here?
We're very excited. This is a great tournament to be in. The competition is always pretty good, top to bottom. And, the top is especially good this year with Monroe City at 1 and Palmyra at the 2. So we're excited. Hopefully we'll advance the next rounds and face them.
What are some of your on-floor emphases for this tournament?
Our biggest keys are talking on defense. We've got several young girls that are going to play to struggle in that area a little bit. We want to crash the boards offensively and box out really well. I think we control the boards, even with our small group, we'll be in a lot of contests later on in the year.
Lady Coyotes head coach Garrett Thomas, appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for your coverage.
Monroe City Tournament coverage here. Eric Duke alongside Ben Wittenstein as the Paris Lady Coyotes are the 3 seed in their home whites and blue numbers. Marion County in its road reds with white numbers. Marion County at 0-1 on the season suffered a 40-point loss, or rather 1-1, pardon me, suffered a 40-point loss to Mark Twain, defeated Bevere by 3. Meanwhile, Paris 1-0, it beat Mark Twain 60-23, that same Mark Twain team that beat that beat Marion County by 40. Paris with the opening possession, right to left, the near side three for Delaney. Miller connects. So 3-0 Paris, 25 seconds into the contest. Delaney Strauss with it near side. It's bobbled. Strauss gets back. Now Wood in the near corner. Paris in a man-to-man defense. Near elbow jump shot. Wood doesn't touch rim. Rebound Hamilton. Lady Coyotes with it right to left with senior point guard Allison Moore, a 3-time Crest All-Star. Paris basketball. Apologies for the quick technical difficulty as Miller saunters front court left block layup. Traffic rattles out, but foul called. Shots ahead. That's on Sadie Spratt of Marion County. So 6-0 Lady Coyotes, 3.5 played, and Allison Moore at the line for a couple of free throws. Her first in and out. The senior shoots and doesn't get the roll offensive board. Hamilton, though, back up in all sides of the rim for the 6'5 forward. She had 16 points, 9 rebounds in the season opening win. 8-0 Lady Coyotes, 4:20 to play first quarter. Near corner, Spratt carves baseline blocking foul, saves her from an out-of-bounds turnover and Marion County possession. That's Hamilton's first.
Yeah, she's been impressive on the defensive and offensive side. As you mentioned, a great first game for the Coyotes, and she clearly has the size advantage in any game that she plays.
Moore blocks a near side jump shot from Keelholz and rebounds it. Paris into the front court. Near corner, Miller. She's already hit 2 triples from that spot. This time, Hamilton right block layup 2.
And it's interesting because Paris right now has Miller on the outside who's been hitting it well, and then you go inside to Hamilton, and she's just as good inside. Marion County just doesn't have anyone to defend the inside.
Left side jumper hits front rim. Rebound Moore.
Plenty of outlets.
Nicole Skinner into the front court. Travels with it. Possession back to Marion County. Down 10-0. 3:47 first quarter. Molly Cupp set to return for the Lady Coyotes. Tori Hamilton gets a breather. Also Allie Francis in. Delaney Whelan sees her first action as well. So Allison Moore, the only player yet to sit for Paris. Cross over far side. Francis with a steal. It's lost out of bounds far side. Off of Marion County, though. And possession stays with Paris. Right side, Moore zigzags middle. Hands off near wing. Skinner attacks, fires right side. Jump shot, Francis back iron. Offensive board, Skinner scoops it up, short right rim. Rebound in the middle, but a foul called on Paris. So Lady Mustangs possession down 10-0, 3:17 to play first quarter. Foul called on Francis. Strauss near side into the near corner for Spratt, who holds right hip. Now cross court for Wood. And a reset up top with Crook, who bobbles more defense. Into the near side, Strauss. Chest pass up top. Marion County not able to get anything inside right now. As a blocking foul is called on Delaney Whelan.
Yeah, that perimeter defense has just done a phenomenal job so far for Paris.
And a 30-second timeout called for Marion County. We'll thank some of our sponsors here on Regional Radio. The Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Crop, your local shelter insurance agent. Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina. 2:51 to play first quarter, 10-0. The Lady Coyotes lead the Lady Mustangs. Ben, some of your early observations in this one.
Paris has done a great job moving the ball, and I think they've done a great job getting people open as well. I mean, they put Miller on the perimeter on the outside. Hamilton does a great job down low. This is clearly, as I mentioned, a very polished team and a team that knows what to do when they have the basketball, and that's a big reason they're up so big.
Elizabeth Cupp in for Paris, 10-0. Paris leads 2:51 first quarter. A couple of ball fakes, bounce pass middle. Strauss with a couple of black knee sleeves on, drives right block, layup rattles in. Marion County on the board for the first time. 10-2 it trails, 2:35 to play first quarter. Right corner triple, Skinner short Rebound in the middle for Wood and the Lady Mustangs, who enter the front court in their road reds with white numbers. Keel holes left hip on the Lady Panthers lettering in black, and she double dribbles with it. So possession back to Paris. Elizabeth Cup out as Allison Moore back in after a short breather. Moore rifles near corner. Swing to the near wing. Three wheeling in and out. Rebound Cup. Her follow well strong. Just grazes the backboard, and Hamilton's there for the cleanup. She's got six.
She's just so valuable to Paris. She is going to be the kind of the wave that this team rides or dies with. If she's playing well down low, she's getting the offensive rebound, she's getting space for her putbacks, this is going to be a very difficult team to beat.
She is 6'5", and her Lady Coyotes lead 12-2, a minute 57 to play in the first quarter, and that is a legitimate 6'5". And I can already tell from last year, she's just much more coordinated, seems to be a lot more agile, which is natural. Sometimes you grow
into the
faster
body,
than
yeah.
your body can handle. Exactly. Left side jump shot, Wood, front rim. Rebound near side. It's loose. It stays Marion County. Strauss in and out dribble. Far side of steal. Wheeling 1-0. Right block. Layup well short. That didn't even touch rim all alone. Marion County rebounds it and gets into the front court with 90 seconds to play first quarter. Into the middle. Short jump shot halfway down for Crook, but an offensive rebound. Near block. Now Strauss right wing. Tosses up top. Stewart with a bounce pass. Middle for Crook. It's intercepted. Whelan one on three. Slows it up near wing. A minute 05 first quarter. 12-2 Lady Coyotes. Right side triple. Moore in and out. And an offensive rebound. Whelan lefty layup for two.
There's just so many ways this Paris team can attack you. And they're using them all right now.
Stewart's near side jump shot is well far, and the Lady Coyotes rebound with 45 seconds to play first quarter with a 14-2 advantage. Up top, Moore thinks about three again. Instead, bullies left block. Near side triple, Miller wet.
She's got such a smooth stroke. She really does. She sets up really well. She has a quick release. She sets her body up to be squared with the basket, which a lot of shooters you see don't do, and that's a reason their balls go left or right. And she's just done a great job squaring her body up to match the basket.
She's got three first quarter triples, 17-2 Paris. Right block layup, Wood, that's over everything. And possession to Paris. Nope, it was tipped, so it'll stay with Marion County.
And for someone like Hamilton, I think something a lot of younger, tall players take time to learn is when you're down low, all you have to do is keep your hands up. Especially for high school basketball, because you'll have a lot of players who are just too short. There's no need to reach. If you put your hands up and you're tall, they are not getting a basket over you.
6 seconds first quarter. Strauss left side. Dribbles off screen right. Whelan defends. Right side three doesn't touch anything. And a rebound for Cup as the quarter concludes. 17-2. The Lady Coyotes in front on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. The Lady Coyotes advantage. Start of the second quarter, and we have a whistle already. We have a gear-related issue, it appears. Allie Francis was about to come on the floor without actually checking in. And there were six on the floor for Marion County. That's never a good start to the quarter.
No, that's not. You know, in my opinion, I think 5-on-5 is the right way to go there.
Hard-hitting takes. Near side Strauss on the Lady Panthers lettering. Zips it far side. Ball fake. Crook left elbow jump shot blocked and a rebound Paris.
Eric Paris is doing a great job keeping their hands up. Down low, not getting called for fouls. Sometimes you'll see a lot of people put their hands down or make an angle with their arms, and that's an immediate foul if you're someone down low going up. Harris is keeping their hands straight up. Hard to call a foul.
Moore catch and shoot three up top. Bullseye. 20-2 Paris. 7:35 to play first half. Those are the first points for the three-time press all-star. Left block, layup, other end, no, and a rebound Moore. She scampers front court. Zigzags left block. Hands off. Short shot. Hamilton. Pretty ball work.
Man, Hamilton and Moore, that combo is going to be dangerous for this season. She is quick. She knows how to get inside. She'll attract that attention down low, leaving Hamilton wide open.
Safe to say Paris is just absolutely smothering the Lady Mustangs as Strauss misses a layup from the near block, which the Lady Coyotes rebound with a 22-2 lead. 6:55 to play first half. Near corner, triple for Whelan, can't line it home. Long rebound, far side for Wooden, the Lady Mustangs. Strauss weaves into the front court. Left side, Spratt. Needs some assistance. Hands off, Strauss. Strauss has done about 90% of the ball handling as she misses a layup left side. It's loose in the middle. Rebound for Moore. Harris into the front court. Moore stops right wing. All alone. Launches a three. Can't get back to back. Hamilton offensive board. Follow. You know it.
She doesn't even have to jump for those. She just, you can't even call over the back. She's too tall down low. She's not really going over anyone's back. She's going people's heads.
2 minutes into the second quarter. 24-2 Paris. In a 3-6 matchup. Left elbow jump shot. Hamilton deflects it for the block and a rebound for Paris.
This Paris team is going to be a lot of fun to watch this season.
Lob, right block, layup, Hamilton, automatic.
Oh, my goodness.
Good finisher, too. It's not just the height, she's finishing well.
You'll see a lot of people struggle with finishing, and she knows exactly what to do.
It's tip far side. As Hamilton blocks another shot, rebound Moore, who sprints one-on-one with Strauss, crosses over, left block, layup, can't finish. Offensive board, it's juggled around. And a jump ball's call. Possession stays with Paris in the front court. 26-2, it's lead, 5:19 first half. And hockey line subs. We've got five coming in with Cup, Skinner, Brianna Hamilton, who spins left block, layup, two more.
She's excited about that one, coming back down the court, clapping her hands.
And we have a timeout for Marion County. 5:11 to play, first half, 28-2, Lady Coyotes lead. You're listening to KTCM Madison. More second quarter action next. 5-11 to staff, 28-2. Paris leads Marion County in the Monroe City Tournament 3-6 matchup. Monroe City's the top seed, Palmyra the two. Near wing Strauss navigates the offense left to right in the Road Reds with white numbers. Paris still in a man-to-man. Near corner Keyholes. Hands off Strauss, who lobs middle. Donath bobbles, pops it near side. Keyholes short jumper, shot short, and a rebound for Cook. And a foul call. Foul goes against Hallie Keyholes. Paris has five subs in. Near side jump shot for Cup short. Rebound Donath.
Marion County is leaving those corners open. I'd imagine this is something Paris would try to attack.
Strauss, right elbow jump shot. Can't get it to go. Loose baseline, saved inbounds, but right to Paris, who outlets far side with Skinner. Crossover into the middle. Near side three, Skinner left rim. Rebound, Marion County basketball. 1-1 on the season. A victory against Bevere, but a 40-point loss to a Mark Twain team that Paris handily defeated. Tuma with the rebound for Paris. She one-hands it to the far side for Skinner. Screen left. Skinner curls to the block. Scoop layup, no. Rebound underneath Strauss. 3:35 to play first quarter. Strauss accelerates, right block, layup scores.
That time, Marion County was able to get out ahead of that Paris defense. And that's something I think they should go towards if that continues to be successful. Just keep running, grab that rebound and run.
Near block layup, blocked away, offensive rebound. Right block, Cup needs some help. And out of bounds, possession of Marion County. I will say, Ben, to Marion County's future, a lot of these girls on the floor have been freshmen. In fact, their entire team is freshmen with the exception of four players. Delaney Strauss, who's been, in basketball terms, her usage rate, she's been the one with the rock pretty much the whole time, right on cue, jump shot, draws a foul into the line. She's just a freshman. She's had the ball what feels like just about the entire game. And quite frankly, she's really been the only one who can kind of handle it with confidence against this Paris team.
And a tournament like this is good for a lot of the younger teams because you get the opportunity of playing teams who are probably older, who are probably better, and you get to kind of see that threshold that you need to break in order to be one of those competing teams. And for a lot of freshmen, these are the type of experiences that they remember when they're juniors and seniors and are clearly a lot better than they were freshman year.
Strauss makes the second of two as Marion County trails 28-5. 3:02 to play, first half. Skinner into the front court. Lobs middle. Near block Francis. Kick out. Near side Cup pops it up top. Skinner pumps, travels, and turned over back to Marion County. We were trying to get it off the air about this, Ben, and granted there's a competitional mismatch here, but that being said, you know that Paris has a lot of the workings of a good team here, and that I think Tori Hamilton's abilities would translate to a lot of opponents with her size and finishing ability. And then we know what Allison Moore can do as a three-time Crest All-Star.
Yeah, she's been impressive as well. And the interesting thing is it's really been her facilitating more than it has been her scoring.
Fouls on Whelan. We have a Marion County 1-1. Keyholes, another of those freshmen for Marion County. Couple of dribbles at the right hip. Rises, shoots, and hits. Here we are with 2:42 to play first half, and that is the first non-Delaney Strauss point. And we get a second on the second free throw. 28-7, Paris leads Marion County, 2:40 to play first half. Lady Kyle's right to left is the three seed in white jerseys and blue numbers. Lob to the left block for the 6'5". Hamilton, short shot right rim. Offensive board follow for Whelan. No, but Hamilton right there again for the cleanup.
She's not even fair. She's got the wingspan. She's just impressive. And she knows to keep the ball high, too. A lot of taller players will put the ball down.
Near side jump shot. Keyholes hits.
It seems like she's limping a little bit.
Oh, officials timeout for a substitution for Whelan indeed. Thirty to nine. Paris leads Marion County. Near side, Francis sidesteps, lobs left block, short shot, Hamilton, no. You can see they're having a very concerted effort to get her with the ball, which I love. These are legitimate entry situations.
Yeah, you need to go with the people who have been scoring you points, and she clearly, obviously, will have the height advantage.
Near side jumper, keyholes, can't get back-to-back. Rebound underneath Hamilton. Paris basketball with a 30-9 lead, a minute and a half to play in the first half. Near side, Francis swings near wing. Moore launches a triple swish.
That's why Paris is going to be dangerous. They have that presence down low, and they can get the offensive rebounds. And then they have the outside presence with Miller and all of them.
Interception far side, Skinner. Paris on the break. Right block, layup, Skinner. Offensive foul.
She did lower her shoulder a little bit.
Paris still in front, 33-9, a minute 10 to play in the first half. Near wing, another interception. Paris, 2-on-2. More near side. Stop and start. What a move. Left block layup finishes. To 9, Lady Coyotes. 45 seconds to play. First half, steal. More outlets. Left block. Miller, layup. Can't convert. Offensive board follow, no. Tip loose and a foul call. Two shots ahead. 35-9, Paris leads. 37 seconds to play in the first half. Eric Duke, Ben Wittenstein from the Monroe City Tournament. We've got the Palmyra Paris boys to follow. Then who do we have after that, Benjamin?
After that, we'll as well. We'll have the Palmyra North Shelby girls, if I'm reading this correct. And then we will have the, let me make sure I have this right, the Louisiana Mark Twain boys after
that. There you
that.
Go. Second free throw's true for Francis.
So plenty of Palmyra coming your way today.
36-9, Paris. 2 seconds to play, first half. Left side jumper for keyholes underneath. Rebound Paris. Skinner bobbles. Picks back up. Should have been a travel. Left block layup. Francis rolls in.
I was surprised. I guess they thought Marion County took that out of her hand. But we got both Palmyra teams with a 2 seed in this tournament.
38-9, the Paris girls lead. And we have a blocking foul on Paris. And free throws ahead for Marion County. And the first free throw goes for Strauss. The second, though, off back iron. Her follow, a jump shot, back iron again. Tipped up, rebound, Lady Coyotes. 8 seconds, first half. Skinner crosses over. Cross court pass, right side, Miller. Bobbles near the Marion County bench. Right side, three more, back iron. And the half concludes. 38-10, Paris's lead at the break. On KTCM and CentralMoInfo.com. 5:50 on the halftime clock as we have Paris in front of Marion County at 38-10 on regional radio. At the break, Paris's scores. Torrey Hamilton has 14. Brianna Hamilton has a couple. Allison Moore has 8 for Paris. Allie Francis has 3. Delaney Miller has 9, all on threes, and Delaney Whelan has 2. For Marion County, 6 for Delaney Strauss and 4 for Hallie Keyholes are their 10 points. This tournament is brought to you by Monroe Manor, Wheeler Auction and Real Estate, Paris Senior Citizen Center, all of Paris, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, O'Loughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green, Macon Atlanta State Bank and Macon and Monroe City, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, North Shelby School District of Shelbyville, Home Bank of Palmyra, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, and JC Parts City. F&M Bank and Trust, with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. We'll run through some of the seating here on the girls' side. The bracket features Monroe City and Louisiana as the 1-8. Monroe City already victorious there. South Shelby defeated Mark Twain in the 4-5 matchup. Palmyra plays North Shelby later on tonight in Paris and Marion County. Well underway right now with Paris up 38-10. The boys' bracket has Monroe City, Marion County in the 1-8. Monroe City already won that one. South Shelby defeated North Shelby in the 4-5. Palmyra and Paris are up next, and Louisiana and Mark Twain later this evening. The Palmyra boys are off to a great start this season. They are 2-0 with a 75-46 win at Louisiana and an 87-32 win at Canton. We'll step aside, come back, have more second half action in just a moment. It is 38-10, Paris at the half on KTCM Madison. Paris leads Marion County. Start of the second half here on 104.7. Torrey Hamilton with 14. Allison Moore with 8. Delaney Miller with 9 for the Lady Coyotes. Delaney Strauss and Hallie Keyholes have combined to score all 10 for Marion County. Paris does come back out with its starting five. Everybody got time for the Lady Coyotes in that first half. Paris with the basketball, left to right in the Monroe City Tournament quarterfinal. Left side cup, zips it up top. Moore launches a three, wet.
Her three-point shot is extraordinarily smooth. Whatever they're doing in Paris, it's clearly working in terms of shooting form, because it seems like everyone is pretty polished with their shooting.
41-10, the Lady Coyotes lead. Left side three, no. Rebound Hamilton. Moore zigzag. Stutters middle, scoops out. Miller short, travels. 41-10, 40 seconds into the second half. Marion County with the basketball, right to left, 41-10. It's deficit, 7-10 to play in the third quarter. Near side keyholes, loops it up top for Wood. Ball fake, back to the near side. Paris's defense has also just been suffocating so far, Ben. As a near side jump shot for Strauss, hits side of the backboard, and Hamilton rebounds.
And you know why? It makes it so much easier to play tight on your defender when you know you have a 6'5 player down low to help block shots if they get past you. It just frees everyone up to play a lot easier defense.
Here, Hamilton misses underneath, but gets it right back. Francis right side, dribbles middle, scoops up top. Moore, another three, right rim, offensive board cup. Miller left side on the kickout. Up top off the right hand to Moore. It stays Lady Coyotes. Back and forth, Moore and Francis. Up top, Miller. On a wheel play, over the head pass, far side. Cup scoops out, Paris resets. Lob into the middle. Hamilton, short shot on that.
She had good positioning, too. She positioned herself so it was only the basket in front of her.
Lob into the middle. And a blocking foul called on Paris. 43-10, the Lady Coyotes lead. 5:59 to play, third quarter. Paris. Left corner, Moore pushes off. Keeps possession. Into the middle, Hamilton. Left block, layup off glass for two.
I think right now, if you're Marion County, you just have to try to work your shots outside, because inside you're just going to continue to be blocked away like that.
45-10, Paris leads with possession. 5:15, third quarter. Left side, Moore, short pass to Francis, who can't finish, but Hamilton's right there. She's got 20.
That's the other thing, too. If you have the height, you're going to get some good shot opportunities, but you're going to get even better opportunities if you give yourself good positioning on the court. And that takes a little bit higher IQ than just simply being the tall player on the basketball team. I think she does a very good job of positioning herself for the right time to get a rebound or to get a good pass.
Francis can't connect on a left corner three, which is rebounded by Marion County. Strauss skips into the front court. Outlets near block. Wood bobble. Scoops near wing. Bounce pass right side. Back iron on a shot. Rebound Paris. Loose baseline. Somebody took a hit to the midsection. So we have an official's timeout.
Yeah, I think Miller, she came down with a rebound and she tried to keep it and she put her elbows out and hit someone in the stomach, get the wind knocked out of you. Never a great feeling.
Louisiana departed the conference, so it doesn't take long to look up and realize that banner is no longer in the building, as the Clarence Cannon Conference, now made up of 8 teams. Up top, Francis travels, possession. Back to Marion County. And part of the reason I bring that up, Louisiana is one of the teams in this tournament. but no longer a member of the conference, now in the EMO.
Can't quite get away just yet. Do everything to break up, and you still go back.
Strauss uses the backboard and gets a bucket. Near wing Wheeler. Sidearms far side. Back near for Francis. Into the near corner, Wheeler, who lobs right block. Layup, cup finishes.
And again, that's just terrific ball movement. Paris knows exactly where to be on the court. And the ball and the passes are crisp.
Molly Cup with her first points. It's 49-12 Paris. 3:40 to play, third quarter. Screen left. Lob backdoor tipped and taken. Elizabeth Cup this time into the front court. Passes left side. Open three for Skinner, who can't capitalize. Tipped in the middle. Long rebound near side with Cup. It stays Paris. Near corner, Skinner again. Couple of ball fakes. Hands off Francis. Wheeling up top, dribbles off screen right. Now Emily Cup posts at the right block. Right side layup, Skinner with the left for two.
Nice speed. Great job getting past the defense.
And that's her first bucket. 51-12, Paris leads. We have a timeout on the floor. 2:58 to play, third quarter. You're listening to Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Marion County Trail. Paris with 2:58 to play in the third quarter and possession right to left. Ryan Wood stands in the far corner of the building as his Palmyra boys up next against Paris. Marion County bobbles it out of bounds. Back to Paris with 2:50 to play in the third quarter, 51-12. Lady Coyotes lead as we're well on our way to a running clock in this one.
Yeah, if the score stays above 30, you'll get the running clock in the final quarter.
Paris can add on here. Emily Cup posts and corrals. Right block, layup short. Rebound in the middle for Wood. Marion County possession right to left. It's tipped out of bounds far side. Possession stays with Marion County. Paris with 19-plus victories in three of the last four seasons. They have had a wealth of success under Garrett Thomas. Fell to South Shelby in the district championship last year. As Paris comes up with a steal. Lob to the right block. Travel back to Marion County with 2:24 third quarter. Down 51-12.
For something like that, I think they had the right mindset where you just continue to pass the ball, but got a little too excited, a little ahead of themselves there. But that's the type of mistakes you want your team to make with a lot of the players who may not see a ton of time in a regular season game, having the opportunity to do it now.
Elizabeth Cup, right block, layup. No, it's waved off, offensive foul after the steal. And yeah, this has been all subs in here for Paris. We haven't seen much of the starters in this half. Here, Kupchak checks out. Tuma in. He's a 5'4 junior. Strauss tiptoes into the front court. Steal again. Skinner zigzags. Right block. Layup gets it.
Yeah, she's quick. She's quick on her feet in the open court.
Yeah, she only has 4 points, but it seems like she's been around the ball a lot today as we have an offensive foul on an illegal screen on Olivia Wood. But she's been around the ball a lot, has Skinner, despite the non-glaring totals. As we have a minute 46 third quarter, 53-12. Skinner grabs left wing. Sidearms it up top. Cup pops it left block. Here's Skinner again. Scoops into a layup and a blocking foul call.
Yeah, she's been impressive.
And she's just a sophomore.
Leading the team, as you talked about, the bench players.
She's strong on the first. And when you consider Delaney Miller being a senior, Allie Francis being a senior, Allison Moore being a senior, Skinner seems like she has some point guard potential in her for next season, given she's just a sophomore. As she misses a pair, a minute and a half to play third quarter, Marion County basketball right to left. 53-12, it's deficit. Right corner keyholes, jump shot, grazes the net. Offensive board, Donath back up, well strong. Rebound in the middle, Paris basketball. Minute 15 to play third quarter, 53-12 it leads. Skinner into the front court, and here she's playing some backup point guard with the second unit. Up top, Mitchell pops it near corner, Skinner. Cross court, left side jumper, cup, right rim, pops out. Offensive board, Skinner back up, all sides of the rim and down.
Shoe tie. What did we talk about last time? There's a shoe tie under the rabbit hole.
Yeah, and then I mentioned the loop, swoop, and pull from Big Daddy.
See,
yeah.
I learned through the rabbit hole one, around the tree through the rabbit hole, something like that.
You know, Adam Sandler and Big Daddy's a big Syracuse fan.
There you go.
You've seen Big Daddy, right?
I would hope. I mean, come on.
Right side, triple back, iron high bounce, offensive board. Stays Marion County, 35 seconds first half. Near wing, Strauss. Reversal. Couple of cutters through the middle. Paris still in man-to-man. Foul called on a right elbow jump shot. Shots ahead from the line, 25 seconds, third quarter. 55-12 is the lead.
We'll stay on
Paris.
Still not great at tying the shoes, but always working on it every day.
There you go. You wear sandals to work for a reason.
I do. Well, it's the moccasins. I'm a big sandals guy, though, as well.
Riley Donath just scored her first point. Back iron, tipped up, rebound Paris. I was thinking more of like those second grade sandals with the two straps.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's when we know you really can't tie your shoes. It's loose underneath. Steal for Marion County.
Big Velcro guy.
Yeah, there we go. The Velcros. Right side jump shot halfway down. Tipped up. Rebound Paris with 3 seconds third quarter. 55-13. The lead for Paris at the end of three. Fourth quarter starts in 60 seconds on KTCM Madison and CentralMoInfo.com. Start of the fourth quarter, 55-13. Paris leads Marion County in the Monroe City Tournament girls quarterfinal. Ben, I think regardless of the level of competition, a couple of big takeaways. Left block, layup pops out for Marion County. Loose near side, offensive rebound, Marion County. Wood up top, right elbow, fires to the short corner on the far side. Pitch and catch. Into the middle, tipped. Left block, layup, good. Sadie Spratt I think the big takeaways have to be just even regardless of competition, you can tell that Torrey Hamilton's just finishing ability. That's going to – I don't know that her offensive rebounds will come as easy against some other opponents, but clearly the finishing ability is there, and that's a first-year starter we're talking about. So this just being her second time out looks to be in pretty good form.
Yeah, she really does. I mean, she's just done a phenomenal job. And this has just been a great team effort by Paris. And that's the interesting thing, too, is it's not just one person who's been doing it. It's the whole team. The ball movement's been great. The scoring spread out. I mean, that's what you want. It's nice to blow out a team, but if it's just from one person scoring it, it's not a good look for the future.
There's a foul called. Skinner's at the line. The clock continues to run because of the running clock as the first free throw is missed to the right. I also loved how they were making a really concerted effort to get her the basketball, you know, kind of side-to-side ball swings and posting her up. Skinner's second free throw up. Right rim. Long rebound near side. Out of bounds. And possession to Marion County, who's 1-1 on the year, will soon be 1-2. It defeated Bevere by 3 and lost to Mark Twain by 40. Paris is 1-0 with a victory over Mark Twain, 60-23. It had a game against South Shelby canceled due to weather. Right block, layup's blocked, but a foul called. And two free throws ahead for Mackenzie Crook in search of her first point. She's a junior.
And again, this is just so valuable for playing time.
The black padding reads Monroe City Panthers as the first free throw drops out for Crook. Second free throw for Crook goes in off the back iron. Her first point.
And that's how you know you have a good spin, when it just falls dead on the back of the rim.
Skinner crosses over, scoops it to the near wing. Back up top.
And again, this, you talk about the rest for some of these players, and they're young, they're in high school, they're not, you know, traveling on planes. But in a tournament like this, when you're playing really every couple of days, you're still traveling in a bus, it helps to have a lot of their starters, you know, get some rest during the game. This is going to be big for them if they want to make a run in the tournament.
We had a bucket from Abby Tuma on the other end, as Marion County now with possession and a jump shot is true on the far side for Jordan Chatfield, her first point. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's kind of like these tournaments get you ready for districts for sure as far as the travel and the responsibilities go.
Now, a plane from Paris to Monroe City would take about 5 minutes, I'm guessing.
If that.
Take longer to put everyone on the plane.
Out of bounds baseline on an air ball, possession back to Marion County. Man, I've got a hard-hitting question for you.
Yeah.
You see that banner that says 94th Monroe City Basketball Invitational?
Sure.
You think they made that all from scratch, or they just replaced the four?
Oh, no, the 94th looks replaced.
I was going to say, they got it. It has to be, because they had that same banner here a couple years ago for, I guess, what would have been the 91st.
Replace it? Yeah. No, you replace the number.
Yeah, it would not be economically feasible to. Left side, layup counts for Strauss, and she's fouled.
Smart banner making is what that is.
Yeah.
Their 94th tournament, I think they've been around the block a couple times with those banners. They know what they're doing.
I think there's going to be a huge party in 6 years. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, 100th tournament in six years.
That's no joke. There is some really long-running tournaments. At Glasgow, where we just were, is right up there as Strauss is 11. She's put in a quality effort as a freshman against a 3-seed in this tournament. 3:35 to play in the fourth. 57-21, Paris leads with a running clock. Skinner across the Panther at midfloor with a yellow circle around it. Lob into the middle. Loose. Bobbled around. Marion County with the steal.
Yeah, it's always cool to go back into the programs and see the history of the winners. And you go back, you're like 60s, 50s, 40s.
You get school name change.
There wasn't a year Glasgow was because of
the
war.
Yeah, World War II. Strauss scoops, misses the front rim. Rebound for Paris. Tie up and a foul call. It's Paris basketball.
Simply taking a look at this tournament, they have some of the winners that go back all the way to 1925. Paris won on the boys' side and Holy Rosary on the girls' side. And they didn't have one in 42, 43,
I wonder
which
why.
Would make sense. They had one in 44, February and December, and they had one in 45. But, yeah, they clearly didn't do this one because of World War II. And I mean, that right there, just it takes you back into history with something like that. So yeah, you can't say 94th consecutive Monroe City tournament, but it's the 94th for sure.
Out of bounds a couple of times here. Possession stays with Paris.
And in 38, they did one in February and December.
Skinner with it on the near wing. Lobs it far side. Brunswick used to be in here. Clarence. Bowling Green. It's missed left side. Tipped up a few times off front rim. Rebound baseline. Van Farr used to be in here. Did a Van Farr district basketball game in this building a couple of years ago. Right block layup. No, but a foul's called. Lewistown is, if I'm not mistaken, now Highland. Again, you get some of these, you know, county kind of oriented deals that have changed their official names. We've got a Philadelphia in here, obviously Marion County. Strauss makes the free throw.
It's also interesting to see the dominance of some of these teams. Those South Shelby girls teams have been dominant at the start of the 2000s and also in the late 70s. And they've done a great job of winning this tournament consecutive times and consistently.
Strauss misfired on the second free throw. It's Paris basketball, 57-22. With the running clock, this is likely the last possession for both teams, and maybe even this will be the last. Near side, Sydney Price getting some late action for the Lady Coyotes. She's got space. She hoists the three, at air balls. Rebound underneath, tie-up, and a jump ball call. Palmyra and the Paris boys to come. Curious to see what Palmyra has to offer this year after a few key graduations. Have you seen the Palmyra boys before, Ben?
I've not, no.
Yeah, they're a well-coached group. Ryan Wood, former Marion County All-Stater, leads their program. Near corner, three for Cup. Right rim, high bounce, offensive board, knocked out of bounds. And that'll do it, 57-22. Paris defeats Marion County in the Monroe City Tournament quarterfinals.
And obviously we've been looking over like who's been winning the championships, and you don't see Paris girls on there. This could be a good year for them to make a run for their first Monroe City Tournament championship. I mean, they have all of those types of players that you want on a team to make a run. You have the tall girl down low who can rebound, who's smart with the ball. You have the shooter in Allison Moore. Miller as well can shoot from the corner. Moore can facilitate. She can go inside. So you have the dynamic of a very good team with a lot of different players who can score from different sides of the court. And that type of team for a tournament like this can bring you pretty good success.
He's Ben Wittenstein. I'm Eric Duick. The broadcast has been brought to you by Keithley Photography Studio of Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri. Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville. Exchange Bank of Missouri with locations in Fayette and Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Side and Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, life. Tori Hamilton scored 20 for Paris. I'd be hard-pressed to say she didn't have double-figure rebounds as Paris defeats Marion County 57-22. We'll step aside. Paris and Palmyra boys coming your way. Ben will run through the seeding and the brackets with you a bit up next and maybe get you a couple of thoughts on the upcoming games. We'll be back in just a moment.
back here at the Monroe City Tournament. After the first game, you saw the Paris Coyotes take down Marion County on the girls' side of the bracket. We'll take a look at the bracket as well as it stands at this point, as I mark Paris beating Marion County. So Paris will play on Thursday. They'll play December 6th. That'll be a 7 p.m. game. And they'll play the winner of Palmyra and North Shelby, which we will have tonight coming up at 7 o'clock. I'll have that game along with Eric Duick as well. Don't forget, we have three more games on slate for you tonight here from the Monroe City Tournament on KTCM. All three of the games will be on KTCM or online at centralmoinfo.com. In terms of seeding, we have Monroe City as the one seed. And they will play on Wednesday as they beat Louisiana last night, or I guess yesterday afternoon. And then also South Shelby, the winner over.